that's, someone has to see that they're doing something in violation of their permit.
Well, Mr. Deedle, do they? I mean, once they, if they're a permitted use inside, then we really don't police a special use scenario, you're saying.
Yeah.
But once they apply, aren't they going to be asked about their outside usage?
Yes. If they need a new zoning compliance, then yes, we will try to catch those things. But still, most of the time, the way it's caught is somebody complains. If it's a permitted use and they're doing something with it. Normally, if it's a special use and they didn't ask for that outdoor storage, which is the more likely scenario, again, we won't catch them until somebody complains. The fire department inspects, but they usually don't catch them. Fox Warehousing, mini warehousing on Rawson Avenue is one of those examples. It was only approved for mini warehousing, and next thing, years later, he's doing stuff outdoors that wasn't approved. So it does have mission creep, those kinds of uses. Yes, there is a process to catch them, but only if we catch them. I would say, though, that again, my bigger concern, because there isn't a good process for it, is the hours of operation, the noise of light, that kind of stuff. Do have something to catch outdoor storage if we become aware of it. It's harder to catch and correct those hours of operations.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dedham. Any other questions from the commission? Yeah, seeing none, just for the record, and I didn't announce it, that since I'm voting as mayor to break a tie, I have to do vote on it. Okay, so only if a super majority. Okay, then do I have a motion on this matter?
So just again, if you agree with the applicant's requests, it would be the motion as written on that sheet of paper. If you agree with staff, then you want to remove those others SIC codes and only keep the three that staff is recommending approval of.
Okay. Any so I have a motion here, and this one, city engineer.
I was going to make a motion to agree with staff.
Okay. I've got a motion to agree with staff. Do I have a second? I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? City attorney?
I understand that motion to be that the resolution would be redrafted and be consistent with the staff recommendations accordingly.
That is correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Agreed.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor and none against. The next item on the agenda is C2, Nissenbaum Homes and Realty, Inc., two-family residential structure. This is also a public hearing, so Ben, would you like to read the public hearing notice, please?
Sure. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 7, 2019 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Gregory D. Nissenbaum, president of Nissenbaum Homes and Realty, Inc., to allow for a two-family residential side-by-side ranch townhome use with 1,371 square feet of living space and basement in each ranch unit, and a proposed shared driveway entrance off of West Cortez Circle. Upon property zoned R-8 Multiple Family Residence District, located at 10504 West Cortez Circle, the northeast corner of the intersection of South Lovers Lane Road and West Cortez Circle, more particularly described as the legal description provided. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of State Code Section 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15-3.0702, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Residential Districts, and 15-9.0103, Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following the public hearing and the further consideration by the Planning Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, it appears that we've got a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Deedle, can you give us the update?
Thank you. The subject property is on the screen there, 15510504. Right on the corner, as the public hearing notice indicated. Currently, it's vacant. It's got some woods on it, identified on the Natural Resource Protection Plan. There used to be a single-family house there that was razed. It is zoned R8. As it is zoned R8, any kind of development, all development in the R8 is a special use. Even if they were going to do a single-family home again, it would be a special use. This is a two-family home he's proposing, so again, still a special use. Staff is recommending approval with the standard conditions of, you know, paying all the fees and meeting all the city's rules and regulations. As some of those woods have been identified on the Natural Resource Protection Plan as a mature woodland, he'd also have to do a conservation easement. So that would be one of the conditions as well. As normal, that goes to the Common Council for review and approval. And lastly, it's our understanding he might be the developer might be considering changing that to a condominium, and then he would have to come to the city for review and approval of a condominium plat at that time. But otherwise, staff is recommending approval with those conditions.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We'll open up the public hearing. Mr. Nissenbaum, you're here.
Yes.
Or you don't have to say anything. Is there anyone that wants to speak on behalf of this project? Seeing none, I guess we'll close the public hearing, and we'll open it up to staff. Have any questions from the commissioners? Mr.
Commissioner Fowler.
No, Haley. I was used to Fowler.
Thank you. I'd just like to make the comment that your persistence paid off. This is a nice infill project, reuse of land, and I think will benefit the community.
Appreciate
you bringing it forward.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion on this matter? Well, should I read the motion first? A motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a two-family residential side-by-side ranch townhome used upon property located at 10504 West Cortez Circle. I had a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor and none against.
Thank you all.
Item D1. I gotta find it first. D1 is a resolution to amend resolution 2017-7291, a resolution involving the condominium plat for Park Circle Condominiums at approximately 9733 South 76th Street.
Thank you,
Mr. Deedle.
A little background and history, I suppose, is in order. I'll keep watching you guys. If I go too far and you make funny faces, I'll stop. Again, there's a City approved the condominium part, condominium plat for this development with a number of conditions a couple of years ago, Park Circle. Among those conditions were that the plat had to be recorded in a certain amount of time, the conditions had to be addressed in a certain amount of time, and the approval specifically referenced that it was just for the first three buildings of the condominium plat, as shown on the condominium plat. The applicant didn't start moving on this project right away. Everyone lost track that those time frames had long since passed. The condo plat finally did get recorded after that time frame. And I should take a step back too. After the condominium plat was approved a couple months later, or just a month later, the special use was brought forward. Again, this is zoned R8, so everything's a special use. And that special use does include a site plan that showed all the buildings. So that was the applicant's understanding, because the site plan, which also was included in the packet for the Plan Commission and Council review during the condo plat, but not part of the condo plat, it was the applicant's understanding that that was covered, that they got all their buildings approved. But that is not the case. Only the first three buildings were approved. So, of course, that came to a head just recently, within the last month or two, as somebody wants to build a home in one of those houses that aren't approved as part of the plat. I had explained the normal process, submittal of an application, staff review, plan commission review, common council approval. But because of this convoluted mess, the city attorney suggested a process that I'm okay with. What we're proposing here is that the Common Council would authorize or delegate the authority to staff to make the reviews of the changes to the condo plat as time goes by. Because not only are those other buildings not yet part of the approved plat, the developer is proposing to do them a couple units at a time. So that if they did the normal process, they would be going through plan staff review, plan commission review, common council approval many, many times, because they'd be doing one or two buildings at a time and then amending the plat again and then amending the plat again. This way, staff would be able to do it, would save a lot of time, effort, and energy. So it is efficient. It does take into account that, you know, there's some logical confusion that, you know, the special use showed everything. Some of that information was included in the information to the Plan Commission and Council, but it was never part of the plat. That was not part of the approval. So I am okay working with them, so I'm okay with this proposed process. So again, what it all boils down to is going to the recommendation from the Plan Commission to the Council, if you agree with this idea, is that Council would authorize or delegate the authority to staff to review and approve the condominium plat amendments or addendums as time goes by, as they keep adding another building or two. There is a marked up track changes version in your packet. There was a blank left for what examples of what staff would be reviewing and what our authority would be related to. So we're not asking for any kind of changes to the plat that would be contrary to the special use. We'd be asking for small things like if they wanted to rearrange there'll be four different types of buildings in this condominium plat. They've sort of showed where those are going to go, which ones have front-loaded garages, which one has side-loaded garages, so that there's some variety in this, so not every building is the same as all the others. If they wanted to make changes to that, that's something that staff could review and approve. We would not be approving changes that would affect UDO-required setbacks or the number of units or anything like that. So that's spelled out in the track changes version. So otherwise, staff would be recommending approval.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dino. City Council.
Just with regard to this process, all focus been on the review of the Wisconsin statutes, specifically expanding condominiums provision, where the developer akin to this one files an initial application, and it's only statute says, and statute is 7-2, or yeah, the statute says, okay, applicant, you have a detailed outline here for these three buildings, which have six units, but you can generally describe the rest of all the property where the other 46 or 48 units are going to go as part of your initial filing. And then, in the future, every time you wish to add on another building here, building here, you have to file an addendum to the plat and obtain this recording. And a county, they adopt an ordinance that says county staff reviews that, or the county ordinance can even somehow direct city or village staff to review that within 10 days of the city just for filing. So it's really the initial plan is all there in front of the decision makers, and these addendums to fill in the footprints as they go along are essentially ministerial, and that's the way the resolution is written up, and that's a little bit different than having to come back for an amendment as if there's a big change, because in the real world there isn't any change, it's just filling in a little missing plan. So that's the problem.
City engineer.
Mr. Deal, this afternoon you and I had a conversation about examples where you may disagree with the applicant, and those would come back to the common council, correct?
Correct.
Wouldn't come back here and go to council, right?
No, I would go back to plan commission first for a recommendation, and the council would make the final decision. So, okay. Again, you know, examples would be, say, for instance, they no longer wish to have four different building styles. They only want to have one. Or they want to have every building have front-loaded garages. I would not recommend approval of that. So then their recourse then would be to go back to Plan Commission and Council and get Plan Commission and Council to say, no, that's okay. Or they would agree with staff, and then the applicant would have to go back and revise those addendums again. So in a couple other examples, we're not recommending staff to be able to affect any changes on the easements. Minor grading to accommodate minor changes to the building would be okay. So we try to hit on some range of topics that might come up to give Plan Commission and Council ideas of how far we're going to stretch this. And the intent is to cover many types of small changes is what staff would be looking for the authority to do. Anything major would be kicked back to Plan Commission and Council.
City attorney, or yes, the developer.
I'm here to answer questions, or I guess to fill it a little bit. A little bit of the background here. Back on this project.
Would you mind stating your name?
Eric Obarski with Newman Developments, located in Pewaukee, Hallport, Pewaukee. You know, in typical condominium development, the idea of platting, when you talk about a single family plat, it's very clear cut. You get preliminary plat approval, which is by this body, you get a preliminary plat approved by Planning Commission and Common Council. And then the final plat comes back again, approval from the Planning Commission and Council. In the condominium world, and you get approvals on those with signatures on the plats and things like that. And in the condominium world, there is no final plat approval per se. That's technically as in a single family one. When you bring a final plat for a final plat, the final plat approval really is the initial site plan. It's when you're proposing the unit, when you're proposing the units, the layouts, the unit count, the design of the project. So, you know, when we proposed this project and when it was approved back in 2017, and I think it was this body's idea, it was our idea, it was, you know, Nick Fuchs at the time, the planner, they were approving a 54-unit condominium development. And that's what we're moving forward with. You know, the fact that there was a additional first plat or specified first plat showing six units on there really didn't overshadow the fact that the site plan showed 54 units. And even, you know, many times within the approvals, it actually states, you know, the applicant is requesting approval to develop 54 condominium units within 27 buildings. And, you know, at its August the 15th, 2017 meeting, the Common Council approved both the certified survey map, creating a total of three outlots, the three outlots being essentially everything other than right-of-way. So that doesn't confuse units. That's essentially the top, the bottom, and the middle, and the rest is road, right? And condominium plat consisting of 27 two-family residential lots and three outlots. So, you know, there were many times stated that the approvals here were for a 27-building, 54-unit condominium project. So, you know, to get to where we are now, you know, we're looking at basically just clarifying and moving forward with this project as we intended back in 2017. You know, we developed condominiums all over. The idea of going back to a common council or a plan commission for plat additions is really something that we don't want to have to do. I don't know that you guys want to hear every time we propose to build four units in two buildings, right? So, you know, we're happy with the staff, with bringing them to staff before we have, you know, we record them, staff approval. But we would really like to avoid having to physically apply for plan commission, common council. Many times the approvals here are very time sensitive, with requiring, you know, the approvals within the plat and then the building permit. And, you know, specifically within this community, with the architectural board and with the platting, there creates some time issues here with the fact that the art board won't look at plans until the units are platted. But we can't plat the buildings until we have the architecture done and have the footprints. So by putting a situation on us where we have to go to plan commission and council all the time, that right away is adding, you know, 3 to 4 weeks of the time to get an approval, because we don't have the footprint to create the plat, get it recorded, do all that stuff, even get it to you guys for approval. Get that done, and then have it go into art board for 2 weeks, and then go into the building permit standpoint. So, it's cumbersome. I understand the review and to make sure that things are done consistently. But for us and moving forward, I think that, you know, from the 2017 approval, everyone assumed and anticipated that this was a 54 unit development. So we would like to move forward with getting the plat additions to staff, but not necessarily having to come to plan commission and to common council for proposition.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Deedle, is everything else in order on this project?
Yes, with Jesse's well-crafted resolution, it's taking care of, you know, that they didn't get the plat recorded in time, so it's acknowledging that and addressing those issues too. So yes, we're not aware of anything else that would be left hanging. This would take care of everything. Again, with the cap, just to be clear, there are some conditions for occupancy permits and that kind of stuff still hanging out there.
But sure.
Otherwise, we think everything's okay.
Right.
No wetlands issues, no nothing.
Nope, those were all previously taken care of.
Okay, good. City engineer, did you have a question or just stretching your arm? You ready to make that motion? Let's go then. I have a motion here. Do you want me to read it? A motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend resolution number 2017-7291, a resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for Park Circle Condominiums at approximately 9733 South 76th Street, Newman Development, Inc., applicant, to include and depict all proposed 54 condominium units upon the plat, including in the Wisconsin stat number 703.26, expanding condominium areas, to ratify and approve nunc pro tunc. Thank you, Council. The recording of plat on February 21st, 2019, as document number 1084995-1. to waive any prior regulatory time limits for the recording of a plat, to authorize the Department of the City of Development and Engineering Department staff to review for approval all forthcoming amendments to the plat in the Wisconsin Stat 703.26 expanding condominium areas, and to rename the development the Glen at Park Circle Condominium. Do I have a motion on that matter? I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Any further question? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Do I have a meeting to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.